Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Iris Bunshaft. And again, we've had a tremendous show.
We certainly have.
With Rachel this morning, soon to be mother of twins. And then followed by Jean. The two of them are just, they know. For Rachel, who is the first time ever on radio, and she's a physician, so she's more, you know, in an office than doing public. She was unbelievable.
But I knew that when I'd spoken to her in her office, that she was free flow with information, low key.
Right, that's fine.
You know? So I said, would you like to be on the program? And she did
good
herself
pick,
proud.
Good pick, Iris. It was great. And Jean is just, you know, an advocate. Mm-hmm. That's what you look. And that's the ones when Christina finds those, it's just amazing.
Well, it's very relevant because every day, it's a little bit of an exaggeration, but close enough, the phone rings at every hour with fake stuff, fraudulent stuff, okay? And the idea is you just say no. And if you've made a mistake and it's real, they will call you back.
Well, no, they're never going to call you back. They don't call. That's
No. What do you mean? No, I say
IRS, Medicare, they're not calling.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying if you hang up and it was a real call that was appropriate to you and they knew your name and everything and you've made the mistake by hanging up, they will call you back. Whereas these people
will not.
Well,
not if it was a date. I wouldn't call you back. If you hung up on me, I'm saying, Iris, you hung up on me, I'm going to the next babe.
You look at me in the eye and you say, in there, John. No, so these others, it's just robocalls almost.
No, I agree with
you
100%.
They don't know your name. They just want the information that you're going to give them.
No, years ago, I had a conversation with somebody recently, like off phone at home. Years ago, when you had an answering machine, it popped up and it said, hi, Christina. But like mine doesn't do that. Mine's in the phone. I don't answer the phone anyway, but that's not the point. I wouldn't know who it is. So, I mean, a senior should have one of those answering machines that you can actually hit the button as it's going. I don't. Maybe people still have them.
Oh,
you know
is
what I'm
it,
talking
if
about?
You're, yeah, yes. I have an answering machine.
That
still
you can
have
hear it?
I can, well, only if I don't pick up.
Right. If I don't pick up and I say, hi, Iris, it's John, then you can hear that and pick it up or choose not to.
Right.
Okay.
Mine
doesn't. Mine, I have no, I don't know who it is.
And if it's a call, a fraudulent call, and you're not home or you don't answer, they will hang up.
Oh, that's
they
what I get when I go
anything.
Home. I never answer the phone too often.
I never do.
Sometimes my wife says, John, please empty the, you know, you pick it up, it gives you the phone number, silence, give it, silence. It's just like, they know there was nobody then, they just hang up the phone. It's like, it's ridiculous. Mm. But the point is, the amount of money is ridiculous. It's in the billions and billions of dollars every year.
And it's hard to keep up.
Oh.
Are we on air, by the way?
Yeah.
Oh.
We're on the...
It's a good thing I censored myself.
It's in the Christina Lou show we're in right now. How are you, Christina?
What a great show. And I think it really worked out perfect today because, as we said earlier, Iris's golden nuggets from today really was filled with multiple nuggets.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's always the best kind of guest, you know, because even with Rachel in the beginning, she gave you concrete things. So I was sitting there, I was writing down things, you know, that are good for, you know, this or, you know,
it's
not to have that,
to
avoid
that.
You know, so you're actually, like, it's practical knowledge that you're walking away with, which is good. You could use it. Right. It's not just
May I say
abstract.
Her name, though? Her name is Raisa, R-A-I-S-A, Basheyev, and she is on Northern Boulevard in Manhasset in... you know, right next to it's the Northwell facility,
right
off the center of other big facility. This is a small building right next to what's the bookstore? Barnes and Noble. Right next to Barnes and Noble.
And actually, you know what? I'm going to add. If you would like to get in touch with her, it's 516-497-7880. To make an appointment, because honestly, from an inflammation perspective, as you were talking about, maybe somebody doesn't need surgery. You cut a few things out of your diet and you're walking
it's
better.
It's so interesting because that's what, you know, I was really taking away from it too. Because what I always find so amazing about the human body in general is, you know, you never really realize how many different things can impact this. You know, you're not thinking how it really is. But, you know, it made so much sense when she was talking about these different things that cause inflammation and thus, you know, impact so many different parts of your insides. Which was just great. And then Jean was just fabulous, too, who I said, we love having someone on to talk about, you know, scam prevention. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I was actually trying to
recommend or whatever.
I think it popped up. I get a lot of emails at work, you know, in my other side of things, and people and organizations. And I remember seeing this, and I was like, this is like very, you know, because we're always just trying to stay ahead of, you know, the scam stuff, we know, because it's very difficult to. But Jean was fabulous, and she looked fabulous too. I wish people could actually see. Yeah. You know, I like her other hat of the fashion blog as well. So I was into the dual roles of Jean. But it was really a great show, and I'm glad that we were able to kind of spread the word out there as well.
Now, before we go on to the rest of the program, the other great show was last Sunday.
Right. Yes.
So talk about that a bit.
All of us were there.
Yes, that's right. We were all there, and much love to all of you and everybody who did come to my grandfather's show at the Unitarian Universalist Congregation.
On Sarington Road in Manhattan.
Shelter Rock Road.
It's a beautiful, and I, you know, encourage everyone to go. It'll be up for till August 14th.
Okay.
So anybody can go and see the photographs of my grandfather took. It was really a wonderful event. So many people came out, and he would have been so excited because everyone was just raving about his work and how he captured people, which is really wonderful. So thank you to everybody who came for that.
Yeah, no, it really was. It was very unusual. It was beautiful stuff. And it really, and people, when you can tell when people are just like, oh, that's lovely,
yeah,
and walk away.
Right.
They were hanging out and everybody's coming up to you talking about it. It was great.
They recognized a lot of the figures there.
Yeah, and that's
the celebrities,
what, you know,
and so
that's
on.
What I think was nice too, because I think it also served as kind of
nostalgic,
you know,
too.
Right, nostalgic. Exactly. And that's what I kept thinking when we were doing it, you know, for people to come, because you wanted, you know, oh my God, you see these people, you know, in their heyday, you know, and it's just, it was just really, and everyone's so glamorous and beautiful. So, and I put little cards up next to pictures so people can jog their memory of who certain people were too.
That was important. There was a picture of Al Hirt.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
now,
yes.
I've heard the name. I don't know who he was.
I was at his club in New Orleans.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes,
so then
yes.
I requested
that they play, oh, God, what's the name of that song? Out in that same shabby dress. And I wasn't wearing a shabby dress. And they looked at me and they laughed.
That's good.
I like that thing. But, you know, that's just a great example also of what my goal for doing the show for my grandpa was, you know, little stories. And you see, it's, oh, my God. And it takes people, because I kept seeing everyone in these little groups talking, you know, about, oh, this one, you know. And it was just, it was so wonderful.
Yes,
so
it well,
I'm just,
was.
I'm really
but
glad.
Your family is wonderful,
oh,
too,
thank
in
you.
The sharing. It was a beautiful
day. Thank you. It was a very emotional day for me. If anyone, I was like crying from start to finish. But it was really, really nice. So I want anybody to go check it out, because it's, I mean, the Universalist Church congregation is just outstanding. You know, we were talking about the architecture of the room, and that just makes it even more special.
Beautiful.
You know, it's all bright, and the windows, and the landscape outside. So I really think everyone should check it out, because it's really a great show and I'm proud of it. A lot of work went into it, so please check it out. But on another note, hot off the presses.
Ooh, hot off the press.
Yes. I just whipped this up yesterday. We have a new partnership with Project Independence is partnering with the Center for Hearing Health at Milneck, has an audiology van. So, if you know, we always promote our St. Francis cardiac screening van, but this now will be the audiology van that will be coming to a lot of these same dates as St. Francis. So it'll be kind of a one-stop shop for a free screening. So it's going to be, there's a bunch of different dates. It'll be going around the town, and we hope to get more dates as well. But the first one will be on September 25th at Fuchillo Park. From 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
I'm sorry, which park?
Fuchillo.
Oh,
that's
Fuchillo.
So it'll be all over. It'll be at Magnolia Gardens. It'll be at the Yes We Can Center, Sid Jacobson, Great Neck Social Center, Manhasset Valley.
I'm going to ask you to copy this for
sure,
me.
Sure, absolutely. And it's really, it's great. I want to tell people also, it's handicapped accessible.
Okay.
So you can actually just go. It's and there's a smaller booth. It's going to be amazing looking. But I'm just really excited. They reached out to me and said, they knew we were partnered with St. Francis, and they wanted to do this too, and thought it'd be good to kind of have them at the same time at things. So I'm excited for this partnership too, because the main goal of them is to really help access, you know, have people have access to hearing care that, you know, wouldn't normally. So
right.
I just think it's great to have these free screenings. And what I love even more about these both of these programs, you do not need to make an appointment.
Right. That's
so if you happen to be in the area, you could just hop on the bus and get these things done. So please stay tuned for our audiology van and our cardiac screening van.
I had a hearing test yesterday, just coincidentally.
Oh,
and
sure.
It's a really, it's a nothing event. It's like, I don't think it was 5 minutes,
yeah.
10 minutes.
How'd you do, John?
I'm supposed to get hearing aids.
Really?
For group.
Oh.
For group? What do you mean by that?
They show a chart at the end. It's a straight line, and everybody should be above it. I'm below it on everything. But it gets worse in a crowd.
Oh, yeah. So
it does make sense.
Yeah, like, that happens a lot. Yeah.
I hear everybody. But like in a restaurant, when there's too much, it's also in my head. I don't pay attention. I'm listening to this. I'm listening to that.
It's also because he has 10,000 things going on in his head at one time.
Too much Haagen-Dazs.
Yeah, there's too much Haagen-Dazs. But that's what happens. So, yeah. But for a senior, it makes sense because they're explaining it to me. So, John, if you want to have them, you could just put them on. If you go into a crowd, he said, it's just the beginning.
And they're also amazing hearing aids now. You know, because Otto, we always have on, he's such an
advocate
for these things.
Yeah, Otto has. I don't even see
And him. You really just, you know, nowadays you won't even know half the time, you know. And it's just important because what I always mention, too, hearing is so important because when my grandfather would be, you know, admitted to hospitals or see a doctor, whatever it was, he had severe hearing loss in one of his ears and people interpreted that as him having dementia. And we would always have to preface, you know, luckily my mother and I were there, you know, to say, you know, talk into his good ear because he can understand you. It's just he can't hear you, you know. So it can really, it can be dangerous, you know. They would write down, oh, you know, early signs of dementia. We were like, what? You know, what made you think that? And then you realize they were talking into his ear that couldn't hear. So.
And sometimes you don't want to turn around and say, what? I don't do it like the third time I didn't hear you. I'm not going to say what. It's like, okay.
That's like my rule of thumb, too. I just you just give it up.
And also, the brain is not getting the information, and so you get a slowdown. So
of course.
So there's this very strong relationship to not being able to hear.
Yeah, and processing.
And the brain gets worse and worse because it's not getting the stimulation of hearing and new information.
Absolutely. So it's just, you know, we really just always try to preach, you know, especially at Project Independence, it's just kind of this proactive approach to things.
And opportunities to take.
Course.
I mean, lots of people know they can't hear well. And they say, oh, there's this free van. Oh, I think I'm going to do that now.
Right.
It's an incentive.
Yeah.
And with Medicare, you can get taken care of.
Yes.
And why should you go through life going, huh, to everybody?
Right.
Get into a conversation.
Absolutely.
And talk.
It's certainly true. So I really recommend people do that. And I also got a call into 311 actually yesterday from a representative from the Mineola Leisure Club who said, please, 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 on the radio show, promote, they're looking for new members.
Oh, okay.
So the Mineola Leisure Club accepts individuals 55 and older. There's bingo, card games, duck races, entertainment, refreshments, guest speakers, holiday parties, day trips. Meetings are held weekly every Tuesday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., so you can be there for a full day. And they ask that you contact Mike Coniglio at 516-747-2058.
Repeat that.
That is Mike Coniglio. He's the president, 516-747-2058.
Perfect. And with that, we're going to go to a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.